Most of my poem Common is also set on my own home ground in London, except for the voice at the beginning, who I promise you is a real person, but I think she comes from somewhere in the home counties. So this is Common. "Common as dirt, those horrid people are," she cried. She was the snobbiest of snobs, opined in high, thin voice that carried far. "The working classes are such hopeless slobs. They always drink weak coffee and strong tea, while we would never do a thing like that." For some years now, she shared the common fate, reduced to dirt, since all that lives must die. I think how life arose from cosmic dust, how even in poor soil nasturtiums thrive, their salad leaves. I drink pure orange gold in sunlit blissfulness, which in one burst extols the commonwealth of things alive, the multi-millions this strong bond can hold. With shadows playing on its trunk, green willow changes me. Through water rippling dapple brown, I swim eternity. Hampstead Heath is common land where conversations sprout from fauna strangely stirring love, enjoying their time out. The unripe grapes on garden wall are bitter till they fill. The fuchsia dangles for the bee. Home now, I sit still. Assault is not uncommon near this tube when darkness covers common criminals and desperate junkies mug to grab a purse for drugs, mainline or little pills. Awoken, wonder what is going on. At 2 o'clock, there's shouting in the street. Late night revel sounds more like a fight. I toss and mutter, then the noise has gone. And now I wake to music, singing birds, cheerfulness and light are breaking in. Then, just before I get my breakfast tray, I cross the park and hear familiar words. "All right, good morning." Ghosts retreat again as people greet the growth of common day. This ordinary morning springs a pink and scented rose, enfolding soul's utmost desire near common labourers who start at 8, skilled trades come 2, all muscling to repair our dusty London terraces with banging and with care. A toddler runs on sturdy legs and covers quite some ground. His watching mother smiles but feels lonely for a friend. The supper was delicious in the dusk, hungry from work. First drink was heavenly, the outlined twilight trees, the earthy musk, and even better was the company. When there is much in common, deep exchange of thoughts and musing quickens with delight. As garden robin listens, insects flit, the sudden insights dart and inklings range. And in another garden sat a pair. He, such a good cook, had taken pains. She was attracted but was playing cool. "Oh, comrades, now becoming something more. Take it easy, girl. What if it rains? Or will he kiss her with the strawberry fool?" All can become one body if one common loaf is shared. He said, "This is my body, eat," and offered common bread. Two can be joined together when they share a common bed. Christ, the human form divine, the bridegroom and his bride. She is the city, beautiful and hearing every need. Where every tear is wiped away, all want the common good. Dreamscaped by long imagination, this metaphor, utopia, state of grace, urges change required, the transformation of unjust structures, all that they deface. Quite unrefined, a criminal, and he enjoyed his grub. He had the common touch, the mythic metamorphosis of such material of common humanity. Perhaps that can never be achieved. We are so mixed. But feelings of it shine in Common or Garden London every day. Accomplished work, love, given and received, both build cities. What is yours is mine in times of happiness. Pure poetry. God, the idea of the good, becoming commonplace, residing in the human breast, the city, and the house. Nothing supernatural then, for it has been dispersed in nature with its humankind together, the whole Christ. Eternity in common time, not always, here and there, common measure, this refrain, and this is common prayer. Thank you very much.